7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, a little cloudy and cool on the outside, but it's going to be a great day to just maybe work around the garden, do a little bit of weeding, and for a lot of you, you did get some beneficial rain. Northern part of New England didn't get a heck of a lot, just some light showers compared to southern New England. They got monsoon-type rain needed at this time of the year greatly. Today's going to be packed with all kinds of things going on. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Ken Kukurowski from Bayer is going to be joining us. we have a major problem coming into the Northeast, and Ken was kind enough to join us this morning, even though he's on vacation in Michigan. But there is a big problem called an ash borer. And it came into this country in some packing material into the Midwest, and it is moving eastward. And it was recently detected in central Connecticut. So if you live in central Massachusetts, it's within striking distance. It's within a 2-hour drive to Boston, a 4-hour drive to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. And this is an insect that can really destroy a forest, and it is a very, very serious problem. So we're going to talk about that. A few other things that need to be done, but if we can help you with your garden, with your shrubbery, your perennials, your lawn, your vegetable garden, call us right now at 855-660-4261 so that we can help you to prepare and to keep up with the season. Again, the weather's been a little bit warmer than normal, and the gardens are, I think, probably lacking in their consistency because of the lack of rain and the warmer temperature. You have to remember one thing. When you get temperatures above 90, your vine crops and your tomato plants and others, the flowers that are produced with the temperatures getting up above 90, abort. They fall. Or they go sterile, which means that that day, any viable flowers that are in your garden will not become productive. So if you're wondering, I have a lot of beautiful foliage on my zucchini, on my summer squash, on my winter squash, the cucumbers, then there are empty spaces on my tomato plants. You know, I've got nice early tomatoes coming, and then there are places where there were flowers, but there's no tomatoes, or there's only one in the cluster. It's caused by high heat. And above 90, the tomato, for example, will abort the flower. It just falls. No fruit is produced. So we need to be aware of that situation. You're not doing anything wrong. You may be feeding it, watering it, caring for it the best you can. I don't want you to get discouraged. It's weather related. Once the tomato is pollinated by the wind or the insect, and you get 90 degree days, then the tomatoes grow faster. But it's the day or the days that is preparing to be pollinated or ready to be pollinated. If it gets to be too hot, the flower is no good. So if you're looking at your garden, you're seeing a lot of flowers that have fallen and no fruit is being produced, temperature related. Again, you've done nothing wrong. It's just the weather. And we're dry. Northern New England, a little bit more than southern New England after the rain that central and southern New England received yesterday was a big, big help. But northern New England is still very, very dry. We need a good soaking rain. So there's always something, no matter what you do. It's either it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too dry, it's too wet. Gardening is a difficult hobby. And if we can help you to cope with it and enjoy it the best you can, give us a call, talk with Tom, he'll get you set up, and we'll all work together to make gardening enjoyable again. That number is 855-660-4261. But at this time of the year, our summer flowering shrubs are in all their glory. The hydrangea, blues, pinks, white, bicolors are all in their peak of glory right now. Your summer flowering potentilla, yellows, some white, some pink, but yellows have always been the best, are all in color. A plant called spirea, not your white that blooms in the spring, but your pinks and your lavender spireas are in bloom, or they have past bloom. Now, if you have a spirea that had clusters of pink to lavender and even some white, they came into bloom, you were all excited, they were beautiful, they flowered for 3 or 4 weeks, and now they've all turned brown. Don't give up. Because what you need to do is to get your hedge shears and remove every dead flower from your spirea. If you can do that within a 2 to 3 week period, your spirea will make new growth, and the new growth will make additional flowers, and within the middle to the end of August, it will be in full bloom again. So, spirea needs to be deadheaded. You need to remove all of the faded flowers to encourage it to come into bloom again. Also coming into bloom at this time of the year, your butterfly bush. And the secret with butterfly bush is when the flower begins to go by, remove it from the plant. Butterfly bush will make a spike flower up to 9-10 inches in length. And the butterflies absolutely love it. When it goes by, if you can remove it, take your hand pruners, get all of the faded and dead blossoms off, just below the cut, two new shoots will develop. And they'll grow about 6 inches in height. And they'll bloom for a 3-week period. And when those go by, cut those off. They'll make 4 brand new flowers. They will grow about 4, maybe 5 inches in length. And they'll bloom for another 3 to 4 weeks. So butterfly bush has the ability to bloom right up until frost if you clean the plant and get the dead flowers off of it. So keep cleaning. A little bit of food wouldn't help, would help. Some moisture would definitely help. And then there are plants like Vitex, Tamarex coming into bloom, and others. So if you're looking for some fall and summer color, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug populations is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I understand you're getting a little bit of rain in Minnesota today.
I think it's a lot of bit of rain.
Send some of it towards northern New England. Boy, can we use it. We are dry.
I'll see if I can't get a rain dance going.
Okay. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Vic from Mass with a question about a fall garden.
Vic, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I listen to you every weekend. You are a garden guru.
Thank you.
When do we plant for a fall garden, and what kind of greens should we put in the ground, and what do you recommend?
In the fall, I usually start about mid-August, and I'll be planting spinach, because spinach will not tolerate the heat. Usually what I do is, like right now, we're eating Swiss chard in place of spinach. And what happens is if spinach gets really hot temperatures, instead of making foliage, it bolts and it goes to seed. And then you lose that nice flavor. So the end of August, early September, spinach does excellent. All of your lettuce, and again, the same thing happens. If you try and plant lettuce too early, like it is right now, and the weather stays in the high 80s and low 90s, the spinach will begin to grow, and it will quickly go to flower, called bolting, and the foliage gets bitter. So wait until the end of August for spinach and all kinds of lettuce. They'll do good. Also, peas can be planted the middle part of the month for a fall crop. You can start now by seed broccoli and cauliflower for a fall crop, and they'll be ready in October. And broccoli, for example, will last into November because of all of the side shoots. Cucumbers, you can plant a late crop of cucumbers right now that will be ready in the fall month. Radishes will also. But the thing that you need to do is a lot of your garden centers and nurseries have already sent back the seeds. So check it out. And if they haven't, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on seed catalogs. We have over 70 seed catalogs listed that you can look over. We have built direct links to their catalog, and you can still order packages of seeds. See, what they do is, by the time you get to the end of August, most of us are thinking the gardening season is over. So they collect all the seed packets from the north, bring them back down south, where the people from Georgia south are planting their winter and fall gardens. So the seeds are being sold a second time. But for us, you may have a problem finding them. And the seed catalogs are going to be your only source. But, you know, this is a good time. Clean up the soil as you pull up the beans and things. I've been eating beans, so they're coming out of my head. Squashes are really, really productive right now. Cucumbers are growing like crazy. Tomatoes are beginning to put on some size and a little bit of color on some of them. Peppers are, with the heat, are beginning to really grow, but they need to be fed. And if you haven't fed your vegetable garden since the time you planted it, it's time to feed again. Now, if you're using a liquid, whether it's Blooming and Rooting or Miracle-Gro, at this time of the year, when you start to get high 80s and 90s, fertilize the garden every single week with the liquid. It makes a tremendous difference, and it keeps your garden productive. If you're using a granular, 5-10-5, 10-10-10, once a month. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Michael from Maine with a question about arborvitae.
Michael, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitae this morning?
Hi, Paul. I called a few weeks ago when you were out sick and your son Patrick filled in for you. And
yes.
he actually helped me out, but I just want to make sure or hope the same problem doesn't occur again. I bought 32 arborvitae trees last fall, and luckily I still have a year warranty on them if this should happen again. The insides of the trees had all turned brown, so what Patrick suggested was to shake off all the dead, I guess we'd call them needles or whatever, on the inside.
Right.
And he also suggested that I treat them with Holly Tone, which I did do that, and they look like they're doing okay. And when I did this a few weeks ago, but now it looks like they're starting up again. Now, is that something that will continue as they continue to root themselves as far as turning brown again, or is that like a one-time thing?
It's usually something that will occur every single year.
Okay.
But part of the problem is we are very, very dry. And on the whole, New England is down between 6 and 12 inches of moisture. So the Holly Tone that you put down several weeks ago is still there. It's still productive. And Holly Tone is an organic. And the way that it releases to the plant is when it gets wet. So if you didn't get any of that soaking rain in southern New England yesterday, then today what I would do is to get your sprinkler out and really saturate the ground, that will activate the fertilizer that you've applied, and it will help to green it. But when you plant arborvitae, you can expect for the first year, and sometimes 2 years, that you're going to lose some of the inner foliage. And it's more dramatic the first couple of years because the plants are young. As they get larger, you don't notice it as much, but it still does happen. And the reason is the plant is making new growth. The new growth is blocking the sunlight from getting to the inside foliage of your arborvitae. Because it can't get any light, it falls. And that's perfectly natural. Pine trees will drop their needles. Same reason. The new growth blocks the sunlight from getting inside the tree, and because it's not getting any light, it falls, and then you end up with needles. But it's natural. So feed them on a yearly basis, or you can do it spring and fall, being that they're new plants. Keep them moist, and the yellowing will be of minimal because the food that you're applying is helping to replace some of the sunshine, because the sunshine makes food for the plant. Okay? So don't get discouraged. Keep them moist. Feed them again in late August, early September for the fall, and you'll be in great shape. Also, if you're seeing they're not making a lot of new growth, get a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Thrive is a liquid mycorrhizae. And mycorrhizae is a rooting fertilizer. Mycorrhizae is the newest technology in gardening, and mycorrhizae will double the size of the root system of your plant in just a 30-day period. And it's wonderful for newly planted shrubs. So if you planted some new trees, some new shrubs, new perennials, rose bushes, and you want to get them established before winter gets here, Thrive is the way to go. And coming up this morning, we're going to be talking with the people who make Thrive, and they're going to tell you how it works and how it will benefit all of your plants. That's coming up around 8 o'clock. Great question, but don't give up. Keep them moist, and they will stay nice and green. Great question. Thank you, Mike. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Actually, it's two questions. One about one of my tomato plants and my raspberry bushes. But the question about the tomato plants is I put three of them in pots this year up on my deck, pretty good-sized ones, and so pretty a lot easier to take care of them there. But one of them, is the leaves have all rolled up on them. And I did read up some on it, and it, some sort of leaf roll virus, but I don't know, never found any information how to take care of it.
Okay. On your tomatoes, are the leaves curling under or are they curling up?
Yeah, they're curling into themselves, actually. They're curling up, actually. Yes.
The leaf itself is curling up. Is it changing color?
Well, they're not as green as the other two that I have. The other two are pretty healthy, but this year doesn't appear to be as healthy as the other.
Yeah, my tomatoes are not as nice this year as they have been in past year. They don't seem to have the amount of density and foliage and oomph that they have.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is that you feed your tomatoes on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Get a liquid, Miracle-Gro, or something like blooming and rooting, which has a lot of phosphorus in it, and that will enlarge the root system of your plant and help to give you more blossoms for more tomatoes in the long run. Keep the water off the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
When you water your container, put the water directly on the soil and not on the foliage, and that will help also.
All right.
Now, on your raspberries, what's going on?
Well, they're a new bed, and there's some old they have, but other than the Japanese beetles, what's happening with the new growth is that they're being girdled near the top, about a half inch apart. There's two girdles, and as soon as you touch them, of course, that tip breaks right off. So I guess it's some sort of insect. I don't know exactly what it is, but...
So the whole tip is falling off.
Yeah, it's falling. Yeah, as soon as you touch it, I noticed them turning brown. Then when I look closer at some of the newer growth that hadn't died off yet, I noticed them girdled. The top tips had been girdled in two places, just about a half inch apart each.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. Bayer has a new vegetable garden food and insecticide. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Ken Kukurowski is going to join us. And I will ask Ken that as the very first question.
Mm-hmm.
And he can tell you if the new product will take care of it. How's that?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. George, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about blueberries.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have new plantings of two varieties of blueberries planted in the spring, and now the leaves are turning red.
On both varieties?
Yes.
Okay. How about watering and feeding? Have you done anything?
I did the sulfur at the planting and been religious about watering. No feeding since.
Okay. How about mulch? Any covering on the soil? Bark mulch,
yes,
or pine needles, sawdust?
I used wood chips, and I did integrate it into the soil at planting. And there's a few inches of pine chips on top.
Okay. Now, did you use fresh wood chips?
They were aged, according to where I picked them up from.
Okay. What I would do, anytime you use wood chips, even though they're gray, if they feel firm, and when you grab them and you have trouble breaking them apart, it still has wood fibers in it. And what's happening is, though, as the wood chips begin to break down, it needs nitrogen fertilizer in the process of breaking down the wood into organic matter. So what you need to do is to get a granular food, sprinkle it over the entire area, and then water it in. And the nitrogen in the fertilizer will help to neutralize the nitrogen loss to your blueberries, because the wood chip is rotting, stealing the nitrogen out of the ground so that your plant can't get it. So buy a bag of 10-10-10 granules.
Okay.
Shake it all around each of your plants, like you would be putting rock salt on ice, in any place that you have wood chips. Give it a good soaking, which will release the nitrogen, And because the nitrogen is now released, less of it will be stolen from the ground, and that should bring back the color of your blueberries. You can also hit them with a liquid, and I would do both. Long term is the granular, and for quick results, get a liquid like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting. Miracle-Gro, for example, is a 32-20-10. You can also buy Miracle-Gro that's a 20-20-20. But at least 20% nitrogen in a liquid is water-soluble so that the plant can take it right in and use it the same day to change that red back to green, or to at least prevent less damage to the foliage. So get some nitrogen in a liquid for a quick fix and a granular for a long term, and then you should be in good shape. And next year, you shouldn't have a problem. So wood chips are good. Pine needles are excellent source, and you can pick those up in the fall. Shredded leaves will work good. Salt marsh hay will work very well also. And pine bark mulch, compost, anything. But you need to have a couple of inches of mulch-type material around your blueberries to keep them active.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gallon Club. 855-660-4261. And if you're beginning to see some damage on your perennials and in the vegetable garden where holes in the foliage, one insect that's very, very active is earwigs. And earwigs are long, probably an inch to an inch and a half in length, insects. And on the rear end, looks like a little pincher. Those are earwigs. And they hide in your fences, where your fence posts go together. They hide in foliage, and they love things like lettuce, Swiss chard, and they will feed on other plants. So if you're finding holes in your perennial garden, annual garden, in the vegetable garden, and on some of your shrubbery, it's very possible that it's an earwig. And that can be easily controlled with Garden 8 as a liquid that you can spray over the entire garden on every place, and on Sluggo Plus. So just be aware, long, copper to black in color, with a little pincher on the end, and they love fresh foliage. Okay, Tom, who's up next? We have open lines. Our number, 855-660-4261. For those of you that don't receive my newsletter, it's free. What I'd like you to do is to go on your computer and type in paulparent.com. And it's P-A-R-E-N-T. And when the front page comes up, click on newsletter. It's free. It's sent directly to your computer every single Thursday. And we deal with topics that are current to that time of the year. Now, this week, I chose two plants that if you want summer color, you cannot beat. And one of them is a plant called a white diamond hydrangea. This is a new hybrid of your paniculata variety. And you can use it for color here and there in your yard. You can create a wall or a barrier to give you some privacy. But the color at this time of the year that will last until October is incredible. It has a small cone-shaped flower about 6 inches with both male and female flowers. The male are the big petals. The female are the little rounded ball-shaped flowers. And if you want pure white color, I love it. I planted 10 of them along my front walkway and in front and the back of the hedge, I planted oriental lilies. And right now, I have pink, yellow, and red oriental lilies in full bloom along the front of these unbelievable white diamond hydrangea. No insects, no disease. They make a great cut flower. You can cut them, put them in a vase with water, or cut them and dry them to make a wreath. They're absolutely beautiful. Growing 4 to 5 foot, fantastic. Also, a new hydrangea that has a shape like a wedding bouquet. It's called Great Star. It's beautiful. It has both male and female flowers, but unlike most hydrangea, the male flower, instead of being rounded, is long and 4 petals, 2 inches long each. They look like a star and they're beautiful. So go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, read about that, and a lot more. Also talking about the kinds of seed with GMO.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.